Okay, so for those of you who come here on a Wednesday night, we have something similar, but if you look over on the back page, I'm not as gracious as Pastor James. There's no answers there, so to fill in the blanks, you need to be listening and following along, okay? Okay, so today we're going to be looking at the story of the Ethiopian eunuch. Who's not heard of the Ethiopian eunuch before? You've not heard of the Ethiopian eunuch? Okay, it's an amazing story. Philip arrives on the scene and enthusiastically follows the Holy Spirit's leading. Philip leads this man to Christ, baptizes him, and then disappears. In the story of salvation, we look at this faithful soul winner and how he took the Ethiopian from what he knew to what he needed to know. Okay, please turn with me your Bibles to the book of Acts, chapter number 8, and we're going to read from verse 26 through to verse 39. Okay, so we're all in Acts chapter 8, and reading from verse 26. And the angel of the Lord spake unto Philip, saying, Arise, and go toward the south, unto the way that goeth down from Jerusalem unto Gaza, which is desert. And he arose and went, and behold, a man of Ethiopia, an eunuch of great authority under Candace, queen of the Ethiopians, who had the charge of all her treasure, and had come to Jerusalem for to worship, was returning and sitting in his chariot, reading Isaiah the prophet. Then the Spirit said unto Philip, Go near and join thyself to this chariot. And Philip ran thither to him and heard him read the prophet Isaiah and said, Understandest thou what thou readest? And he said, How can I, except some man should guide me? And he desired Philip that he would come up and sit with him. The place of scripture which he read was this. He was led as a sheep to the slaughter, and like a lamb dumb before his shearer, so opened he not his mouth. In his humiliation his judgment was taken away, and who shall declare his generation? For his life is taken from the earth. And the eunuch answered Philip and said, I pray thee, of whom speaketh the prophet this, of himself or of some other man? And Philip opened his mouth and began at the same scripture and preached unto him Jesus. And as they went on their way, they came unto a certain water. And the eunuch said, See, here is water. What doth hinder me to be baptized? And Philip said, If thou believest with all thine heart, thou mayest. And he answered and said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And he commanded the chariot to stand still. And they went down both unto the water, and both Philip and the eunuch, and he baptized them. And when they were come up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord caught away Philip, and the eunuch saw him no more, and he went on his way rejoicing. Amen. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for this wonderful day. Lord, we thank you for your word. Lord, we thank you for the story about the Ethiopian eunuch. I pray help us now, Lord, as we look in your word further. I pray you'd help us to understand what it is you have for us today, Lord. I pray, Lord, each and every one of us here have different needs. Lord, I pray you'd meet those needs today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay, so some men want to know. For those of you here who've gone soul winning or door knocking before, God prepares some people's hearts. You come knocking on the door and they actually want to speak to you about God, which is amazing. Thinking back, me and Pastor James, there was a young Korean lady called Uni, and she wanted to speak to us about God. The second time we went back and saw her, she invited us in. We sat with her for 2 hours speaking to her about the Bible. So God obviously answered our prayers and prepared her heart, and she had questions to ask. So here we see Philip. But the beginning there, the Holy Spirit leads us. And the blank that we're missing there is leads us. Okay, the Spirit of God works in the hearts of men. As believers, as a potential soul winner, we must ensure that the Spirit has control of us. And Philip was such a man. The second blank there is Spirit. So they have to keep up with me if you want to fill in all the blanks. Okay, in Acts chapter 8, we see that Philip led many people in Samaria to the Lord, and he was experiencing great success. Acts chapter 8, verse 12 says, "But when they believed Philip preaching the things concerning the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus Christ, they were baptized, both men and women." But now God called on him to leave it all and go out into the desert. Acts chapter 8, verse 26, "And the angel of the Lord spake unto Philip, saying, Arise and go toward the south unto the way that goeth down from Jerusalem unto Gaza, which is desert." And here we're looking at a good example of an obedient soul winner. Okay, we need to listen when the Holy Spirit wants to lead us, and we need to obey him. The blank there is listen. Okay, sometimes it might seem that it doesn't make sense to stop what we're doing and follow the Spirit's leading. You could be busy helping to serve food or pack away the hymn books, or you might be so busy that you ignore what God wants you to really do. You can be serving God by being busy, but at the same time, ignoring the Holy Spirit's leading. Don't ignore the Holy Spirit when he moves in your heart to think, maybe you should go and say hello to that visitor. Or maybe I should ask them if they are saved. Don't wait or hesitate. Just go and do it. Blank there is hesitate. Romans chapter 10 and verse 13. "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." The Bible does not say that whosoever we choose to share the gospel will be saved. It's far more inclusive than that. It's whosoever. So many times we pick and choose who we want to share the gospel with. But we are commanded to preach Christ to every creature. Mark chapter 16 and verse 15 says, "And he said unto them, Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature." So how did Philip respond when God called him to go to the desert? He went, amen. Acts chapter 8, 27 says, "And he arose and went." If you want to see people saved, you need to trust God and follow him when he leads. Amen. Number two, the Holy Spirit strengthens us. Blank there is strengthens. So the Holy Spirit led him along the Gaza Road, and somewhere in the middle of the desert, he came across the treasurer of Ethiopia, a eunuch. Having been in Jerusalem for worship, he continued to read Isaiah as he travelled home. Because he was an important government official for a powerful queen, he no doubt had a large group of servants and probably a large gathering of soldiers escorting him to protect him. We see in Acts chapter 8, verse 29, "And then the Spirit said unto Philip, Go near and join thyself to his chariot." What would have we done? Remember, Philip wasn't going to witness to a man that was standing alone by himself on a road in the desert, but he was about to walk into a big procession of foreigners, people he didn't know, and to witness to the one that they were guarding. Would we have been that courageous? How would we felt? Out in the middle of nowhere, no other Christians around. You're about to head into a caravan of menacing looking strangers. But Philip went in with great courage. Courage is the blank. Philip went in with great courage because the Holy Spirit gave him the strength he needed to do it. As you witness, you have to realize that the Holy Spirit will never lead you to do something that he won't first give you the strength to do. Being afraid to be a witness is not an excuse. Afraid's the blank there. I've spoken to a few people who have gone out door knocking recently, and there's always that feeling of a certain fear as you knock on the door, a fear of the unknown, of what's going to be said. That we need to trust God, amen? Being afraid of people at the door, how they will respond, or being afraid of what other people will think of us when we witness to them is not an excuse. The Bible tells us that God has given us all power to be his witnesses. But that doesn't mean you won't feel nervous at times. I feel a little bit nervous being up here this morning. But that's just me. Okay, but you must never let fear stop you, because the Holy Spirit will give you the strength that you need to obey God and trust him. The devil, the world, and our wicked flesh wants to cause us to be afraid. But the Holy Spirit lives within us and gives us the power to preach the gospel. Amen? I remember, like David said in Psalm chapter 28 and verse 7, the Lord is my strength and my shield. We see that Philip claimed that truth. He wasn't any different to you and me. And Acts chapter 8 and verse 30, and Philip ran thither to him. He didn't sneak up. He didn't go up to the soldiers and say, "Excuse me, can I please go and see?" He ran straight up there, boldly trusting God to protect him. We need to be just as bold in the Holy Spirit when we're witnessing. Number three, the Holy Spirit will give us wisdom. Understanding that the Spirit was at work in both leading him there and strengthening him to witness, Philip asked the eunuch a question. In Acts chapter 8 verse 30 we see the question was, "Understandest thou what thou readest?" Basically he was asking the Ethiopian if he understood what he was reading. What we see here is Philip was ready to answer this man's questions from the Bible. Did Philip know everything there is to know about everything? Of course not. Did Philip know what the Ethiopian was going to say next? No. Did he have the gift of reading people's minds? But there is someone who has the gift of reading people's minds and knows everybody's thoughts, even before they think it, amen? And that person is? Lord Jesus Christ, amen? And God, the Holy Spirit, lives inside every believer. Philip was trusting in the Holy Spirit to give him wisdom, to give him the right words to speak so he can lead this man to Christ. We need to trust the Holy Spirit to give us the answers to speak. Answers is the blank there. So one of the parts of door knocking is that every person you meet is coming from a different angle and life experience. Every person comes with different doubts and questions. And if you've been coming on Wednesday nights, Pastor James has been going through a few of those questions. Amen? So the eunuch asked in Acts chapter 8 verse 34, "I pray thee, of whom speaketh the prophet of this, of himself?" You can be fairly sure that Philip had never heard this one asked before. We are told that Philip simply started at the scripture and went on to preach Christ. He was ready to give an answer to every man that asketh him a reason of the hope that was in his heart. The Holy Spirit works in and through the Word of God, and we need to use Scripture when we witness. The blanks there are in and through. Did you ever think that the Holy Spirit is teaching us His Word during our own quiet times at home and giving us answers to give to people? People that we will witness later to in the week, people that we haven't even met yet. Often we have trouble answering people's questions. It's not because we haven't gone to Bible college. It's because we're not walking with the Lord each day and we're not being led by the Spirit. And the frustration of not being able to witness properly to answer people's questions can often be a consequence of sin in our lives. Because we're just not spiritually prepared and the Holy Spirit cannot use us. The Holy Spirit gives us wisdom and works through the Word of God. We need to be filled with the Spirit, which simply means choosing to obey God every day and fill our minds with His Word. Amen? Amen. The blank there is filled. So Pastor James spoke about walking in the Spirit last weekend? Yeah, I think it was last weekend. And there it is, simple. Walking in the Spirit simply means choosing to obey God every day. So as we get out of bed every day, we need to make a decision, a conscious effort, that we're going to obey God. And how do we obey God? Well, the easiest way for me in the morning is to read God's word and pray. And that starts off the day on the right foot. Amen? I've been trying to drill that into the teen class. Every day we need to make a conscious decision when we wake up that we're going to serve God. Because if we don't make that conscious decision, guess what? We're just going to be serving ourselves. Serving God doesn't come naturally. We have to work at it. Amen? Number four, salvation and baptism. Okay, the Bible is extremely clear as to the purpose and timing of baptism. Acts chapter 2 and verse 41. If you want to turn there, you can, but Acts chapter 2 verse 41 says, "And then they that gladly received his word were baptized, and the same day they were added unto them about 3,000 souls." Baptism ought to immediately follow salvation. Not because it seals it, not because without it you may lose your salvation, but simply because when a person accepts Christ as their Saviour from sin, surely they want to publicly acknowledge the great and joyful occasion. Amen? The blank there is immediately. Acts chapter 8 and verse 36. "See, here is water. What doth hinder me to be baptized?" That's what the Ethiopian eunuch said. So many, many people misunderstand salvation and misconstrue baptism today. Philip's answer clarifies that baptism has nothing to do with salvation. Philip said, "If thou believest with all thine heart, thou mayest." And he answered and said, "I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God." So you can see from this very important verse, it clarifies this man's salvation and it clarifies the doctrine of salvation. The fact is that almost all modern versions have verse 36. I don't know if you know this, but you're going to find out right now. 36 followed immediately by verse 38. Verse 37 has been omitted. This is deplorable and can only help undermine the integrity of Scripture and the teaching of these key Scriptures. By leaving out verse 37, the NIV teaches that baptism is necessary for salvation. We read the passage without verse 37. It says, "See, here is water. What doth hinder me to be baptized?" And he commanded the chariot to stand still. They went both down to the water, both Philip and the eunuch, and he baptized him. And this is an inaccurate account of what happened. In light of the existence of verse 37, the King James Version certainly would be fair to say that leaving the verse out totally alters the impression that is given of what happened concerning the eunuch's salvation. By the time he was baptized, he had declared to Philip his belief. And so Philip had no hesitation in baptizing him. But if you leave out his profession of belief, the modern versions allow themselves to be used to teach baptism as a means of obtaining salvation. So in conclusion, we've learned some important lessons from this faithful man of God and also one warning from the passage itself. One, the Holy Spirit leads us. Two, he strengthens us. And three, the Holy Spirit gives us wisdom. But, there's always a but, Brother Huey. How can the Holy Spirit lead us and strengthen us and give us wisdom if we don't read God's Word. We must read God's Word and meditate on it daily. And then there's the warning. When you and I take away from the Word or add to the Word of God, we are messing not only with people's lives, but also with their soul's eternal destiny. Okay, so this passage about the Ethiopian eunuch clearly teaches that when we believe in our hearts and confess Christ as Saviour, that we are saved, and from that point we should be baptised so as to associate with Christ. It's got nothing to do with salvation. It's a step of obedience, a first step of obedience for Christ in our new life with Him. Amen?